It is time for our weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we take our Great Garden series to Colby for a visit with Bev and Kurt Eicher and a look at their English cottage garden.
We went on a garden tour of England, and this is not like the gardens in the big estates. This is a garden like the thatched roof houses have.
Well, it is absolutely wonderful, and we're here during the first week of June, so it looks like this is a prime time to come and see the garden. I see poppies and daisies and peonies and salvia and flax and roses, and everything seems to be in bloom. Are there certain times when it is better than others, or do you always have a bloom out here of some kind?
Well, we're trying to always have a bloom, and usually we're successful.
Is everything here pretty much perennial?
It's either perennial or self-seeds.
It still looks very gorgeous. It's a sea of color.
This is our herb area, and we have some, you know, fairly unusual herbs, partly because K-State used to have an herb trial garden here at the experiment station. You know, not all herbs are culinary like we think of. Many of them are medicinal or aromatic, and so we have some fairly unusual herbs here, I think.
In the midst of all the flowers, you have found some space for a few vegetables, it looks like. I'm seeing some tomato plants and again, some more herbs, some chives and things like that. So you have a little bit of a kitchen garden here. You've got a gorgeous rose coming out there, too. And I love the flax. I have flax at home. Mm-hmm. I have larkspur at home, too, in mine, because my dad gave me some seeds one year in a little packet, and it's written in, I still have the packet, I keep seeds in it, and it's written in his handwriting when he was getting older and he was having trouble writing, and it says, "For Skip, little blue flowers." Now, these are what now?
Lettuce leaf poppies.
Okay.
And some of them are confetti with, you know, really double and everything. Some are just single. And I get some red ones, dark red, and some pinkish, and some orange, and some white, all from the same.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Now, where I got these was my sisters and I used to have what we called Sisters Week. After our children grew up, we'd get together and go to each other's homes. And we were at my sister's in Harrington one year, and we were driving over to Newton, and we went through a little town, and we saw this yard that was just full of these. And it was just so striking. We just stopped the car and knocked on the woman's door and said, "What are those? You know, we've never seen such things." And she told us, and she gave us a lovely tour of her garden, which was almost all poppies. And she said, "If you come back in a few months, I'll give you seed." And so in a few months, my sister went back and got a seed, and she sent it to us all. And the next spring, mine were just about ready to bloom when we had word that my sister had died suddenly. And so whenever these bloom, these are Jean's poppies, you know, I always think of her.
You know, isn't that amazing how gardens are like a family heritage?
Yes.
Like my dad's larkspur.
Right, like your dad's larkspur.
Yeah.
And the big old-fashioned rose bush over there, the yellow one, is from my parents' farm.
Yeah, I have roses, and I have lilacs and a rose of Sharon from my grandparents' farm. So, you know, and then I've given plants to other people, you know. It really is a network, isn't it?
Yes,
gardening
it is.
Is a network. It's a family, a world family.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Cindy Talley.